Good evening. I am so glad to be with you. This is Minister Anita Wambo. I am excited for this evening. This evening, we are going to be doing something a little different. I know that most evenings we take calls from other people and ask for their prayer requests. But this evening, we are going to be praying for our nation. Starting even 8 years ago up until even now, particularly since this last election, our nation has been strongly, strongly divided. And what's more disturbing than the nation being divided is that we who call ourselves members of the body of Christ are divided. And we are pointing fingers at each other, and we are treating each other as if we don't know that the blood of Jesus is the unifying factor in our lives. So this evening, we have come to join together, black and white, liberals and conservatives, but all who call on the name of Jesus and call ourselves his children, we are here to pray and to join together as one, to open up the floodgates of heaven, to pour out a blessing on us as a nation and us as the children of God. 1 Timothy 2, 1 through 4 says, "First of all, then, I urge that supplications, prayers, and intercessions and thanksgiving be made for all people, for kings and all who are in high positions, that we may lead a peaceful and quiet life, godly and dignified in every way. This is good, and it is pleasing in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth." So this is why we're joining together. We're having Reverend Hughes from California, Lay Minister Hughes, Max Hughes, no relations, from Arkansas. We're having people coming from Virginia and from Maryland and just all over. We have people from all over the country that are going to be listening, and we are going to be praying for our nation. And right now I'm going to open with prayer for this hour. Father God, you said, "If my people who are called by my name would humble themselves, pray, seek your face, and turn from their wicked ways, then you would hear from heaven and you would heal our land." Father, we are coming to you today asking you to heal our land. Father, we ask, Lord, that you would bless every prayer person that is going on this line, every prayer general, every intercessor, Lord God, as we pray for our president and our vice president, as we pray for the unity of the body of Christ, as we pray for the Speaker of the House and the cabinet members and secretaries, and we pray for leadership, Lord God, we ask that your love flood us, flood everyone listening to this call, so that we might hear and know the truth that flows from you, and then we will leave, Lord God, not just in having just prayed, but leave empowered and encouraged to go and do great things on your behalf. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, we pray and we say amen. We're going to open with a prayer for our president, President Trump, by Reverend Hughes out of St. Paul AME Church in Berkeley, California. Reverend Hughes, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Wonderful. Reverend, thank you so much for joining us. And we're just going to let you go to the throne of glory on behalf of President Trump.
Father God, Yeshua, Holy Spirit, Ruach HaKodesh, we pray this afternoon, Father God, we pray for the leader of these United States of America. God, Minister Anita Womble just said, we are to make petitions, prayers, and give thanksgiving for everyone and those who are in authority. God, then you said, when we pray for them, it pleases you, and there will be peace in the land. So, God, we lift up President Donald Trump today, Father God. We ask, God, that you would renew his mind, Father God. We ask in the name of Jesus, Father God, that first of all, before I go any further, that you would create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. Father God, we know that we have sinned by thought, word, and deed against your divine majesty, provoking most justly your wrath and indignation. Oh, God, we are heartily sorry for these misdoings. The remembrance of them is grievance unto us. So, God, we know that your word says in Psalm 66:18, if we regard any iniquity in our hearts, you will not hear this prayer, God. And we really want you to hear our prayer for this president of the United States, Donald Trump. God, we ask for transformation to come in his heart and his mind and his spirit as he leads this country. God, we ask that he might have a Damascus Road experience, Father God. No longer Saul, but Paul, Father God. You said we can declare and decree a thing and it shall be established. So God, we're declaring and we're decreeing and we're proclaiming that there will be a transformation in his heart, Father God, that you will clothe him with compassion, with understanding, with love, Father God. We know when he is clothed with compassion, and as is written in Colossians 3, that then there will be love in the land, and then it will transfer into unity in the country. And so, God, we ask for unity, God. We ask for you to touch his heart and his mind. Also in Colossians 3, you said to put to death any earthly nature that is like that sexual immorality, God, you said sexual immorality, impurity, any thoughts, evil thoughts, Father God, and then most importantly, greed. You said because this is idolatry. And then you said that later on, Father God, because of these things, the wrath of you will come. So, God, we're asking you to bar off your wrath, Father God. We're asking that you would hear our prayer because we are humbling ourselves before you to lift up President Donald Trump, God. Lift up him all around. Lift up his family. Bless his mind. Bless his spirit. Allow him to do a self-examination, a self-evaluation, and a self-elimination, God. Help him to love, God. We ask that in the White House that you would put more godly people in his path, Father God. Someone would say something. Someone would show him love, God. We've heard that his childhood was pretty chaotic, and so, God, we ask that the generational curse that's been in his family stops right here in the name of Jesus, God. You said we can declare it, and we can decree it. So, God, because we walk by faith and not by sight, hallelujah, we thank you already that transformation is coming. We thank you, hallelujah, God, that his heart is being circumcised right now in the name of Jesus. God, because we know with you all things are possible. It doesn't look like it right now, but God, we trust you. We trust you with all of our heart, our soul, and our mind. God, we thank you already. We give you glory, and it is in your name, Jesus. We thank you for leading him. We thank you for covering him in the blood. God, we thank you for soul salvation in the name of Jesus. So, God, it is so, and we thank you in Jesus' name, Yeshua HaMashiach, the Messiah. We pray, amen.
Amen, amen. We look, thank you, Reverend Hughes, Reverend Dr. Hughes. We just thank you for taking time out of your schedule to come on. We have Lay Minister Max Hughes on the line from Arkansas. Max, are you available?
And people are so blessed to have you to inspire them. And Reverend Hughes, such an inspirational prayer. I'm so blessed to be here, and I appreciate you so much. And I'd like to give this prayer, if you don't mind. Dear Lord in heaven, we come to you on your day, Sunday, February 12, 2017, down God's listening prayer to ask you, Lord, to wrap your arms around Vice President Mike Pence, provide calming words to our nation's citizens, to provide clear counsel to our President of the United States, Donald J. Trump. Lord, please help Vice President Pence find a way to bring the United States together as one people for one cause and be better as God's children to each other and to all the eyes in this great nation watching our actions and deeds show the message of love to each other and all nations. Dear Lord, I ask you, Lord, to please bless each of those listening this evening that are wishing to find solace in your words through our words. Lord, I ask that you bless Minister Anita Womble for opening this meeting tonight in God's Listening Prayer Show. Also ask you, God, to bless Reverend Hughes for delivering such an inspirational prayer for Donald J. Trump. And I also ask that you bless Reverend Helen Washington Randall for providing the prayer coming up for the unity of body of Christ, and Pastor Margot Cross or Gross for delivering the prayer for Speaker of the House. And again, I ask you to continue, dear God, blessing Minister Anita Womble tonight for delivering a final prayer for cabinet members and secretaries. Each of our deliveries on your day, Lord, is to ask for guidance and deliverance from all of the dissidents we're seeing in the country today, and asking you to help us find in our own way of being better to each other, not just on Sunday morning, Wednesday evening, but throughout the entire week, day after day. As you can all tell, I'm not a minister, and I never could really state that I am. I'm simply a man that loves his family, his friends, his country, and first and foremost, I love God and his willingness to provide our needs for us all, his willingness to forgive our sins, provide us the love to forgive each other's trespasses. As a sinner that has made many mistakes, I pray, Lord, that you help me be the first to provide our country's vice president the leeway he is going to need to help lead this great nation. And I ask you, Lord, help Vice President Pence not let down this country of diverse individuals. And to this, I turn this back to you, Anita. Such a fine minister, and I appreciate your efforts and the provision of this show to all that will listen. God bless.
Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Max. I don't get to see Max very much, but I know that his family is praying for ours, and our family is praying for he and his family, and that's what we are supposed to do in the body of Christ. We should be able to lift each other up no matter where we stand, no matter what's going on, because we have been washed in the blood of the Lamb, and we are together in unity in the body of Christ. So no matter how you voted, because of the blood, we are unified in Jesus Christ. And so Reverend Helen Washington Randall is going to come now, and she's going to pray a prayer, because we need to understand the necessity of the unity in the body. Reverend Randall, are you on the line and available?
Amen. Praise God. May we bow now for the unity of the body of Christ. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come right now, first of all, just to say thank you, God. Thank you, God, that you have allowed us now this time to come together to pray, oh God, not just for ourselves, but for our entire nation. Father God, we realize that we are but one body. We are but one faith, all united under one baptism. And we're asking you right now, Father God, if you will, to please unite us together as bodies of baptized believers, oh God. Help us, oh God, to realize we have more, oh God, in common than we have that is different. God, help us to realize that as long as we know who Jesus Christ is, as long as we know that the blood yet works, we are all united in Christ. I'm asking you right now that you would touch, oh God. Go, oh God, beyond denominational barriers, oh God, right now, those things that would keep us separate and those things that would keep us apart, oh God. Go, oh God, beyond party lines, those things that continue to keep us separate. Oh, Father God, we realize and know that the devil is happy as long as he can keep us apart and torn. But, oh, Father God, help us to realize that when we all come together, there, oh God, is strength in number. And, oh God, we're asking that you would bring us all together. Keep us, oh God, all together. And help us, oh God, to continue to be about kingdom building. Help us, oh Father God, not just today, but throughout the rest of the years of our lives, to be committed, oh God, to kingdom building and to kingdom work. Bless now, oh God, every minister, oh God, every lay person, oh God, who is offering prayers now on this line. Father God, we thank you, God, that you are bringing us together even amongst this prayer line tonight. I'm asking you now for a special blessing, oh God, upon Minister Anita Womble, oh God, who has come with the vision, oh God, realizing and knowing that we can do nothing, but we do it through Christ Jesus. I'm asking for a special anointing upon her, not just her, oh God, but upon all of the ministers that are on the line. And, oh, Father God, continue to help us, oh God, to be keepers and lovers one of another, oh God. We are our brother's keepers, oh God. We are our brother's keepers, oh God. Help us, oh God, to know that when one falls down, oh God, we all should reach down to lift them up. And, oh, Father God, when one is rejoicing, we should all reach up and rejoice along with them, oh God. Teach us, oh God, teach us, oh God, to have love one for another. For you said that faith, hope, and charity, but the greatest of these is love. And, oh, God, we know that love covers a multitude of sin, oh, God. Whatever is going on in the White House, whatever is going on around the country, God, we thank you. They may be in the White House, but we praise you that you're still on the throne. And as long as you're on the throne, you said, if my people, which were called by your name, would humble ourselves, pray, Lord, seek your face and turn from our wicked ways. You said, then and only then will we hear from heaven. You will forgive our sins and you will heal our land. Father God, unify us now. Join us all together in one strong band of Christian love. Allow it, O God, to be one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. Forgive us now for anything that may have hindered or attempted to hinder this prayer. But we give your name thanks. We give you glory and we give you honor, and we count it done that we are now together. In Jesus' name we do pray and thank you, God. We say amen and amen.
Amen, praise amen, God. And praise God. Thank you, Reverend Randall. Romans 13:1 says, let every person be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and those that exist have been instituted by God. So it doesn't make any difference who you voted for when we went to the polls, because who to go into place, that is who is in place. And so we have to pray for them. We have to pray for each other. We have to hold each other up. We have to hold up our Senate, and we have to hold up our Speaker of the House, our cabinet members. It just makes my heart so sad when I hear people say, oh, he's not my president, this, not that, and the other. But if God put him in office, that's what the word says, let every person be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and those who have been that exist have been instituted by God. So whether you like it or not, whether that was your choice or not, it doesn't make any difference, particularly for those of us who are in Christ, because we are here to follow and be obedient to the things of God. And so right now, Pastor Margot Gross is going to come, and she is going to pray for the Speaker of the House. She's going to pray for Speaker Ryan, and that God would be able to go forward and move forward in the things that we need him to do on behalf of the body of Christ and for our nation. Pastor Gross, are you there?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Praise the Lord, everybody. Hello?
Yes.
Oh, I'm just making sure I can be heard. Praise the Lord. Yes, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. I am here to pray for the Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for who you have set up in our government, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for who you have positioned, Lord God, in seats of power, Lord God. So we come before you this evening, Lord God, on behalf of Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan, Lord God, and we ask, Lord God, that as he is the officer of the House of Representatives, Lord God, that you would allow him to, Lord God, preside in a way that is fair and with integrity, Lord God. We pray that you would convict him, Lord God, even in the night hours, Lord God, when he's seeking, Lord God, a response, Lord God, or when he's trying to determine what he should say, Lord God. We pray that you speak to him, Lord God, that you convict him, Lord God, that you allow him to preside, Lord God, with love, fairness, and equality, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that Lord God, while he's assigning, Lord God, even members of committees, Lord God, that he will operate in integrity, Lord God, without partiality, Lord God, seeking, Lord God, what is best for your people, Lord God, seeking what is best for your nation, Lord God. We pray
that you would unify the House of Representatives around God's agenda, Lord God. We pray that whatever agenda was set up before, Lord God, if there's any hidden agendas, Lord God, that you would begin to root out, Lord God, what is not of you and begin to push, Lord God, your people in the right direction, Lord God. As it concerns your leadership, Lord God, begin to convict, Lord God. Allow them to hear your voice like never before, Lord God. If they never knew you, Lord God, draw them into right relationship with you, Lord God, that they might hear you, Lord God, that they might preside in a way, Lord God, that you instruct them. Lord God, we pray in the name of Jesus that all power and control, Lord God, be held in subjection to your very name, Lord God. We pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that nobody in leadership, Lord God, can govern, Lord God, without getting a word from you, Lord God. If they walked in with one mind, Lord God, begin to shift Paul Ryan's mind, Lord God, to a mind like yours, Lord God. Teach them how to love, Lord God. Teach them how to lead, Lord God. Teach them how to preside in such a way that you are pleased, Lord God. We pray right now in the name of Jesus for all leaders, Lord God, in a time of division, Lord God, that they would begin to unify on one accord for what is best for our nation, Lord God. We pray that that agenda comes directly from you, Lord God. We pray that as we look at legislation, Lord God, and the different things that need to occur, Lord God, we pray that those things be done according to your will and your way, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, even as leaders in the body of Christ, to remain spiritual, to stay mature, and to operate in prudence, Lord God. We pray in the name of Jesus that you would make us leaders after your own heart, Lord God, that we would not push for an agenda that is, Lord God, divisive, Lord God, and that is dividing us, Lord God, but that we would push for agendas, Lord God, that cause us to unify, Lord God, and be on one accord. Lord God, we thank you for covering, Lord God, every leader of our nation, Lord God. We thank you that we won't experience, Lord God, the things, Lord God, that shall divide us, but that we will come closer together. Lord God, I pray a special covering over Paul Ryan, Lord God, as the Speaker of the House, Lord God. Shift him, Lord God. Move him to compassion, Lord God. Move him to a place, Lord God, of unity, integrity, love, and fairness as he leads, Lord God. Unify the house around your agenda. It's in Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor Gross. Yes, we are in the midst of what could be a very difficult time in our nation's history. But Philippians 2, 3, and 4 says, do nothing from rivalry or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves. Let each of you look not only to his own interest, but also to the interest of others. And so as I begin to pray for the cabinets and the secretaries, that is what I want their mindsets to be. Because as the cabinet comes together and starts making plans for our nation, and as the secretaries over housing and HHS and all the other entities, justice and all the other pieces, we want them to have a heart for the people. Let us pray. Father, we pray for all the cabinet members that have been selected or are being selected, Lord God. We pray for all the secretaries, the Secretary of Education, the Secretary for Housing and Urban Development, the Secretary, Lord God, for Health and Human Services. We pray, Lord God, for all the secretaries that are going to be over DHS, Department of Homeland Security. Father, we pray, Lord God, for all of the people who are going to be in positions of authority, that they not do anything out of conceit, that they not do anything out of rivalry, but they do everything, Lord God, looking at and looking for the people, Lord, who are greater than them. And I say that because you, Lord God, has said that we are supposed to pay attention to, look out for, and be our brother's keepers. We are supposed to be, Lord God, the people who, that as they stand over the groups of people that are in need of you and in need of the help of our nation, that they understand, Lord God, that they are not there to lord over the people, Father, but instead they are there, Lord God, to take care of the people, to see about them, Lord God, to make sure that they are taken care of, Father, to make sure that all their needs are met, to make sure, Lord God, that we are a nation that cares for our sick, that we are a nation, Lord God, that cares for those who by generational curse, Lord God, have been on welfare and on the system for so long, they don't even know how to get off the system. And we, Lord God, the secretaries of HUD and of Human Services, the secretaries, Lord God, of Education, the secretaries, Lord God, of the VA system and the different systems, Lord, not only are to look to help them, Lord God, that they stay on the system. No, they are there to help lift them off the system to citizens of our nation. They are there, Lord God, to hold these people in their hands, Lord God, with compassion and love, Lord, and to help move them out of where they are and move them up the ranks and up the ladder so that they can become productive citizens. They can get the jobs that they need, Lord God. They are there not to point the finger and say, you're not this and you're not that, but Lord, they're there to say, come on, let's move you up and into greatness. Let's move you into where God would have you to be. Let's move you into being a part of the solution for our nation. Let's move you into the jobs. Let's move you into having health care. Let's move you into the greater things in life. Because, Lord, we said in our preamble that this was a nation, Lord God, set up for ourselves and our prosperities and to our children, Lord God. We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, not just for some, but for everyone, and ensure domestic tranquility. Father, we are here to provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare. This is who we said we are as a nation, and to secure for ourselves and our prosperities, to ordain and establish the Constitution, Lord God, of these United States, united, Lord God, not just some people, all people, not just the ones that look like or act like us, all people, not just the ones that perform the way we think they should perform, but all people, Lord. No one should be left on the welfare rolls. No one should be left behind, Lord God. But we are here, and the secretaries and the cabinet members, Lord God, of this administration have been placed into place by you to lift up our nation and to lift up our people. And they should be concerned about those. They should be concerned about the children going to public schools. Can they get the best education possible? Can we lift them up out of the muck and the mire that has left them behind? Can we, Lord God, bring them to a place where they not only come to know who you are, but because they know who you are, they know who they can become in you, and that our nation has not left them behind. No matter if English is their first language or not, they have not been left in the trenches, that we have become, Lord God, as leaders, Father God, to lift them out of that for which we say they are in. And we say that, oh, they're just the people up in the Appalachian Mountains. Oh, they're just this, or oh, they're just out of the inner cities. No, Lord God, you didn't make any junk. And so the people that you have placed in these cabinet positions, the people that you've placed as secretary over all these agencies and departments, Lord God, you are going to hold them accountable for raising up the people that are under their charge, Lord God. Father, help them understand the importance of what they do. Help them understand that it's more than just saying they have a title, and it's more than just, you know, being over the people who are working. They are actually over the lives of the people who are in need of knowing that they are great because they are in Christ, and they are great because we are in a great nation, and that we are all under one God, indivisible, with justice for all. Father, help them understand as they lead these different agencies and departments that it's not just about the employees, it's about the people. It's not just about title, it's about the people. It's not just about being in this particular administration, it's about the people. And that you, Lord God, have a heart for all people, and that you are calling us, the body of Christ, and calling the administration of the Trump administration and every cabinet member and every secretary. You are calling us higher, and you are calling us to lift others higher so that we can be the great nation that we have said we are going to be, one nation under God, not divisible by economics, not divisible by skin color, not divisible by who we worship or where we go to church, not divisible by the stuff, indivisible in you and in this great nation. God, give our secretaries and our cabinet members the heart for the people. We pray this in Jesus' name, giving honor and glory unto him and him alone. And we say, amen. The Bible says the kingship belongs to the Lord, and he rules over the nation, Psalms 22 and 8. And so we are now going to lift the Congress and the Senate, and we're going to have Ask Reverend Ashton, Diane Ashton, out of Williamsburg, Virginia, to come and lift up Congress and Senate.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless. Praise God. Amen. Let us go before his throne. Father God, we come before you now in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. And we come because at this hour we are lifting up the Congress and the Senate of this great nation before you, Father God. Lord God, Father God, we pray that they would recognize and understand that they are representatives of the people, Lord God. And therefore, Father God, that they would search themselves and they would be careful, Lord God, to hear and understand the needs and the desires of those that they represent, Lord God. I pray, Father God, that they would not be selfish, Lord God, in their voting and in their decision-making, Father God, but they would truly do what is best for the good of this nation, Father God. I ask you, Lord God, that you would cover them, Father God. Even those that don't know you in the pardon of their sins, I pray that you will cover, because, Lord, they still represent your people, Lord God. And, Father God, because we are part of this great nation, we pray, Lord God, that they would do everything in their power to do what is best for your people, Lord God. We ask you right now to speak to the hearts and speak to the minds, Lord God. Father God, anything that is planned that is outside of your will, Lord God, any strategies that's formed, Lord God, we come up against them right now in the name of Jesus if it's not found in your will, Lord God. So we ask you, Father God, to touch their hearts right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. We ask that they would have a mindset, Lord God, to do what is right in your sight, Father God. Lord, we pray, Lord God, that they would not only, Lord God, see themselves, but they would see beyond the Congress and the Congress and the Senate, Lord God, and see the people of this great nation, Lord God. And Father God, we ask you right now to touch in the mighty name of Jesus, because, Lord God, we know that you are able to do it, Father God. And we thank you for all you've done and all you're yet to do in the midst of this great nation, Father God. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We have Minister Nona Colbert, who is going to come on the line. And we know recently we've been going through a lot with the Supreme Court. And President Trump has made his pick, and he's got to go through the process. And we have so many things coming up. Some of them stand against the Word of God. Some of them stand in the Word of God. But we have so many things coming up even now that have to go through the Supreme Court, and they need our prayers as well so that they may judge and be righteous in their judgment. So, Minister Nona, are you on the line? Minister Nona Colbert?
On the line. I'm on the line, yes.
All right, wonderful.
Hello?
Yes.
I'm here. You can hear me?
Yes.
Great.
You can go ahead.
Gracious and loving God, we are lifting up our judicial branch of government, Father. Father God, we know that there is only one lawgiver, one judge, one justice, and that is from you. But you have told us in your word that all authority comes from you, but we are to be subject to the governing authority. Father God, Martin Luther King Jr. said that injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. In this day, in this season, we see so much injustice that are not according to your will, but we see things that man is trying to change to their will. Father, we just ask right now, we touch, we agree in our hearts and in our minds that, as you said in Amos chapter 5, but let justice roll on like a river, righteousness like a never-failing stream. Lord, we bless and put a hedge of protection around those who sit on our Supreme Court, the highest court in this land. Father God, we ask that they make judgment for the people, not for those who sit high in government on their own agendas. We know that they have a charge to protect the Constitution of these United States, the laws that were made for the people, for our social system. But we also ask, God, that they have a heart of leniency towards the least, the last, and the lost. Those, Father God, cannot represent themselves. We ask that the law be on their side. We ask, Lord God, that when we have someone that's being appointed, that Congress will not look to what's right for their good and what will line their pocket, but for the people of God, that they be protected and their rights be preserved. Not just the Americans, but all those who come here on this soil looking for a better life, for freedom from lives that have been torn apart by war or by racial or ethnic cleansing and by any other means, by religious persecution. Let our judges make the rulings that protect these people. Father God, we live in this land. We can't vote on a judge. That's an appointment. But we can vote on those people who have to vote on the judges who sit on the Supreme Court. So, Lord, let us not be weary in well-doing when we look to the people who we vote to represent us. But when we do that, let us do that with intelligence. Let us do it with the wisdom that you have appointed to us and anointed us with. Let us do it, Lord God, with discernment and knowledge of where these people stand on issues so that when we put them in office, we know that they will put someone on the Supreme Court that will represent the people and that will uphold the righteousness of God in the decisions that they have to make. We look, Father God, right now to those people, the immigrants coming in. This country was built on immigrants. There is no one here but the American Indian who is a native to this land. So we ask, Lord God, that if the issue of immigration comes before the Supreme Court, that they will rule justly and fairly, according to the Constitution of the United States. And to quote the Statue of Liberty, give me your tired and your poor and your humble masses yearning to be free. This is what the United States was built on. This is what made America great. This is what will keep America great. So, God, we ask that wisdom rule on the Supreme Court. Those who appoint someone who is going to be true and just and fair. And we ask that in the precious and the fair and the matchless name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We are now, we know we have enemies that are coming against us. We have some of them already here, some of them trying to get here. We know that everyone who comes into our country is not a terrorist, but we know that there are some here. There's some domestic, there are some that were international, and we know what can happen. And so it is our responsibility to pray against the enemies of our country, whomever they may be it they were born here, be it they came here another way, no matter what the race, no matter what the background, no matter what the history, if they're coming to destroy or to wreak havoc or fear on our soil, it is our responsibility to hold a line against them. And our initial line is the line of prayer. And so Reverend Ashton is going to come back, and she's going to pray against the enemies of our country. Reverend Ashton?
Yes, amen. Now we're going to pray, Father God. We come before you now in the name of Jesus as we come up against the enemies of this great nation, Father God. Lord God, I know you said in your word, Father God, that any enemy of your people will be your enemy, Father God. And so, Lord God, we turn them over into your hands, Father God. Lord God, we declare and decree right now that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, Lord God, and that everything that the wicked set up against us, they shall fall into their own nets, Lord God. Father God, we know that you are able, Father God, and that you're willing, Lord God, and that you're the covering for your people, Father God. So we ask you right now, Lord God, to cover us with the blood of Jesus, Father God. Lord God, give us the wherewith and the know-how to combat our enemies, Father God. Give us strategies that line up according to your will, Father God. Lord, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, to trample upon our enemies right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I know you said in your word that when our enemies come up against us, they shall come up against us as one. But in the end, they're going to flee before us seven ways, Father God, because you're in the midst of it all, Lord God. So I pray right now, Lord God, that nothing that our enemy try to do to us, no weapon, Father God, no plan, no strategies, no plots, or nothing come forth, Lord God, because we're under your care and your covering, Lord God. So we thank you for it in the name of Jesus Christ. Now we bind the works of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus, Father God, and we give you glory for being faithful unto your people, Father God, faithful unto this great nation, Lord God, a nation that has not always been faithful unto you. But, Lord God, you have never failed us, and we don't believe that you're going to turn your backs on us right now, Lord God. So we thank you for keeping us, Father God, for those enemies that's foreign and those that's domestic, Lord God. We come up against them all, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for it right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you. Scripture says in John 15:7, if you abide in me and my word abides in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. Reverend Marvin Womble is going to come now and ask for a healing for our country. Reverend Womble, are you on the line? I think we're having a little bit of a technical difficulty. Pastor is trying to get on. Pastor, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, now I can hear you.
Yeah, I'm here. We give the Lord all glory and honor and praise on this day. On a day and in a time where we see so many things that are going on, I don't know if we've ever seen such division in our land. But the Bible says in 2 Chronicles 7:14, that if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and forgive their sin, and I will heal their land. James 5:15 says that a prayer often offered in faith will heal the sick. So so many times as we look in the New Testament in Jesus' ministry, it was the faith of the people that made the sick well. It was the faith of the individual, not only the individual to be healed, but also the faith of those who had brought that individual to Jesus, the faith of those who were around. And so there is such a connection. And when we talk about healing the land and the healing that needs to take place, it must be the faith of the righteous that will make this healing possible, because we are the ones who are connected to He who can heal, connected to Jehovah Rapha, the Lord, our healer. And so it is by our faith, as we pray prayers, and for some of us, we are praying prayers that we never thought that we would pray for people we certainly never thought that we would pray for. But God has called us to stand in the gap. God has called us to be faithful. God has called us to be the ones who are saying, Lord God, it is by our faith that we are requesting your healing. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, you know everything that is going on all around this country. You have seen the tears and the rips and the division that has taken place, Lord God. But we know you to be a healer. We know you to be the one, Lord God, that there is nothing greater than you. There is no division in this country. There is no person in this country that can stand between you and the healing. So, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, your word that said a prayer lifted up in faith will make the sick well, Lord God, by the faith of those who are on the line tonight, by the faith of the righteous all around this country and across the world, Lord God, by that faith we lift up a prayer and say, heal us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Heal us, Heavenly Father, because we need you. We can't do it on our own, Lord God, but we know that if you, hallelujah, would just begin to touch you, Lord God, with the Man of Gilead, you, Lord God, hallelujah, from the smallest places to the largest places, because there's no place that you cannot go. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we're calling on you to move, Lord God, in the White House. Move, Lord God, in the Congress. Move, Lord God, in the Senate. Move, Lord God, in the streets of this country where people are lost and torn and confused, Lord God. But if they will look to you, hallelujah, we're calling on your peace, Lord God, your peace that surpasses all understanding, your peace, Lord God, to touch and heal and begin the transformation that must take place. We are calling on you, Lord God, to heal our land. And we understand this, that your word says that we need to pray and seek your face, and then there needs to be a turning. In other words, there has to be an action by those that are praying. And praying is one thing, but we have to be about what it is you are calling us to do, because we've got to get off of our knees, and we've got to be active, and we've got to be in the streets, and we have to be where there needs to be healing. We have to share the gospel and the good news and the power of Jesus. So, Lord God, help us. Help us, your righteous. Help us, Lord God, to be just so excited about what you are going to do, Lord God, because there's no accident what is happening here. But this is drawing people together, Lord God, as they've never been drawn together before, because we know we need your help. We need a doctor, Lord God, to heal this land, and that is you. But we are your instruments. We are what must be used, Lord God, to heal this land. So help your people to move. You have empowered us by prayer. You have given us all the power we need to do whatever it is you have called us to do, Lord God. So as we lift up these prayers, help us to hear you, understand you, and obey you, so that we might move and do what you have called us to do. As the healing begins, let us be your scalpel. As the healing begins, Lord God, let us be your sedative. As your healing begins, let us be the instruments that will begin this healing all around this country, Lord God. We're calling on you tonight. And so it is in the awesome name of Jesus that we know that you have heard our prayer. We know, Lord God, that you can and will heal the land. Use us in any
way. We surrender to you, Lord God, that we might be moved and positioned in those places, Lord God, where there is a people there, so that they can share the good news of Jesus Christ. Move your people there so that they can testify that you are still a God of miracles, still a God who causes the lame to walk, the blind to see, still a God who is a God who heals the land. This is our prayer in the awesome name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Reverend Womble. We have a few minutes left, and I just wanted to thank everyone, absolutely everyone. Reverend Dee, she had to get off the line. They have something going on at her church, and Lay Minister Max Hughes, Reverend Washington Randall, and Ashton, they are calling in from Virginia. So appreciate you, Minister Colbert, and, of course, Pastor Gross. I appreciate you. I just thank you all so much, because I know that the Bible says, if there be any sick among you, let them call for the elders of the church. And a prayer lifted up in faith will make a sick person well. And our nation is sick. In so many different ways, our nation is sick. And when the Lord laid this on my heart, he laid each one of you on my heart to be one of the people that lifts up the prayer tonight. And I am so thankful for all of you, that you were able and willing to come on the line and to help lift up our nation. I know that this is different for everyone. I know a lot of us probably wouldn't have prayed or may not have spoken some of the things we spoke today, but we go by scripture, not by what we want, not by what we see, not by what we think. So we go by the word of God. And I know that as the Lord has opened us up and shown us the truth of his word, I know I, for one, have had to repent and ask God to forgive me. And so I've opened up all the lines for the next few minutes. If anybody has anything else you want to add, anything you want to say, the line is open.
I just want to say thank you. This is Sylvine Mason from Solace United Methodist Church, and I just want to say thank you all for such a wonderful night.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Amen. Sister Sylvine.
I promised you I'd be on the call, and I wouldn't let you down.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Anyone else?
This is Minister Nona. I just wanted to give you thanks and give God the glory that he laid it on your heart to pray for our nation, because regardless of what it looks like from what media tells us and what we see and what we read, God is still in control, and we have to remember that he is in control and that we are his children. He's never going to let his seed beg for bread. His righteous will never be forsaken. He is always with us forever, even until the end of time. This is a time such as this where he wants us to be alert and aware and watchful and prayerful so that we don't miss anything that he's trying to show us. But he also says that we should be doers and not just hearers of his word. So what we see that we know is wrong, that means that we have to ask for punishment. We have to take some action. And that means to keep talking, to keep praying, to keep telling somebody, and to go to that voting booth and cast our vote. This is not a time Amen. To sit at home and to say, I'm not going to vote for anybody because I don't like either one.
That's right. I mean, our responsibility is to vote and have our voice. People
Amen.
Fought, died for us to have this, and we should.
Amen.
And I'm not just talking about African Americans, women. There were other minorities that came over that they didn't want them to vote who were white. And, I mean, it went on and on and on. The people understood, the leadership understood the importance of the vote. And so we now have the ability to vote as a nation, and we ought to utilize that. Is there anyone else? We have about 2 minutes left.
Yes, my name is Reverend Elise Smith Cooper, and I'm calling from San Diego, California, where I serve at Bethel Memorial AME Church under Pastor Vaughn. And I would just like to thank you for doing what you're doing, for your connection to Reverend Dee, who and her husband was our former pastor, and for having the foresight to undergird that that we know is real, for the government stands upon the shoulders of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. So I thank you for bringing together people and for having us to redirect our thinking and redirect our prayers and redirect our hearts to the understanding that love covers a multitude of sins. And that gratitude stretches out everything to the heart of God, and that we can touch God with our prayers. And so thank you so much for what you're doing, and God bless everyone who has participated. Amen and
amen.
Praise God.
Amen. Amen. So we're going to get ready to close. I simply say a prayer, a blessing over every person who participates on this call. I thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
I appreciate you. I glorify you before the Lord, and let his awesome work in your life be expanded. Let your territory be expanded. May your churches be expanded. May your ministry be expanded. May you overflow into the very things God has for you, the things that are going to bring you the prosperity that you have been looking for, not financial, but spiritual. And may God's grace level on your life. In Jesus' name I pray and say amen.
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 Thank you all so much.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Bye-bye. Good night.
God bless.
God bless.
God bless.
God bless.